birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel.
Tiptoe through the tulips.
It's a new
Captain
dawn.
America,
it's
Avengers, Marvel Cinematic Universe story.
It's a new
written by Not Lucy,
me,
read by
yeah,
Quiet Night.
Dawn,
summary. Steve and Bucky debate the ethics of sex pollen because they have nothing better to do with their time. No, really.
And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free.
It was hard to take Bucky seriously when he was upside down. He looked, frankly, ridiculous, hanging off the edge of a bunk, booted feet up against the wall, long hair trailing along the standard-issue laminate floor of the safe house in Siberia they'd been holed up in for the better part of a week. Though, Steve had to admit, the need for the safe house was kind of on him, because he'd maybe gotten the Quinjet slightly blown up. The details weren't important, no matter what Bucky said. At the end of the day, it couldn't fly, and now they were stuck together in a tiny house with zero hot water, entertainment, or good food. Even fucking got old after a while, especially when your significant other stopped showering, too cold, and started smelling like the 6 train on a summer afternoon. "I'm telling you," Bucky said, groping on the bed for the weird potato chips he'd discovered in a cabinet earlier. "Thor said so." "Buck," Steve shook his head, "I think Thor was having you on." "Oh yeah, because Thor's hilarious." Bucky crammed a handful of chips in his mouth and spoke around them, charming.
"Seriously, he says there's a sex flower on, Vandheim?"
"A sex flower?"
"Yeah, it's, you smell it, or you get, I don't know, the pollen, I guess? It gets on you, or you breathe it in, and you have to, like, fuck someone or you'll die."
Steve massaged his temples, elbows resting on the small kitchen table as he sat, feeling personally attacked by Bucky's upside-down chewing noises.
"Does that mean you have to do the fucking, or you have to be fucked?"
Bucky blinked.
Both?
"That doesn't make any sense. Thor must be...
Okay, so let's say you gotta have an orgasm within a couple of hours of getting hit with the fuck flower, or you'll die. Hypothetically."
"Wait. Is this a hypothetical situation, or is it real?"
"Jesus H., Stevie, I don't know. I'm trying to have a conversation here."
Bucky heaved a sigh, repeating the question that had started this whole debate.
"What would you do if you got fuckflower pollen up your nose?"
The fact that they were having a theoretical conversation about fuckflowers, and Steve was entertaining the theory of fuckflowers at all, spoke to just how long a week it had been. The last radio communication with Natasha had indicated it would be at least another 12 hours before anybody came to rescue him from Bucky, his best friend, his partner, the love of his life. Also the guy who was shunning showers, chewing chips, and had gotten in the habit of picking at his nails with the sharpest and stabbiest of the knives he kept strapped to his person at all times.
"I'd probably just masturbate," Steve said after a moment's consideration.
Bucky scoffed, spraying potato chip crumbs everywhere as he sat up and pointed a greasy finger.
"You can't."
"Who says I can't?"
"Me. That's such a cop-out. The fuck flower doesn't work that way. Someone else has to help, you know, initiate the orgasm."
"You know, you keep making up rules about this thing, Buck. I'm not sure you actually got any credible information from Thor about...
It's my fucking flower, and I want to know what you'd do if you got dosed. Humor me."
"Fine," he replied, rolling his eyes and thinking it over.
"I wouldn't fuck anyone."
"Why not?"
"Because I'd be putting someone in an impossible position. If I'd been fuck-flowered, I wouldn't be in my right mind and couldn't truly consent. So anyone who took care of the problem, they'd be assaulting me."
Bucky gaped at him.
"But you'd die."
"Yes."
"That's ridiculous. I'd let you fuck me and I wouldn't be mad about it afterward. Or, okay, if the flower made you so crazed with lust you attacked me, I'd be fine with that too.
Bucky? Steve tried not to look like a disapproving maiden aunt. He really did. But he knew he had the face on, the face Natasha teased him about, and Bucky said made his dick want to shrivel up and drop off. Steve hated everyone. That's terrible.
You're my husband, asshole. That's like blanket consent.
That's not how it works. And damn it, Bucky, now all Steve could think about was the mandatory shield, sexual norms in the 21st century for your recently thawed super soldier workshop he'd been forced to sit through.
Oh, please, enlighten me about ethics, pal. I'm all ears.
Steve didn't think Bucky needed to use both middle fingers to punctuate his point, but that was neither here nor there.
Number one, consent is something you need every time.
Bucky groaned, getting to his feet and pushing a hand through his hair, which was beginning to resemble an oil slick.
Nope, this isn't regular consent. It's fuck or die consent. Different context.
I would rather die than put you, or anyone, in that position, Steve responded.
You fucking martyr, Bucky shot back. That's so selfish. We're your teammates. We can make our own choices. If you get jizz pollen up your nose, I'm not going to feel guilty about fucking you for safety, or vice versa. And I know a thing or two about unwilling participation and shit.
Be that as it may, ethically, I still think there's a consent issue. If you can't consent in the moment, or revoke consent willingly, then it's wrong. So I'd just let myself die.
As he said it, he wasn't actually sure that it was true, but he was very sure that he wanted to be right, which, when arguing with Bucky, was more important. Narrowing his eyes, Bucky crossed the small space and jabbed a finger into Steve's chest.
I hate you. I'm going to get a fucking contract drawn up. With lawyers and shit that says if I get fuckflowered or you get fuckflowered, we are legally allowed to do whatever the hell we gotta do to consentingly wipe that crap out.
Steve's mouth twitched. He didn't want to laugh, but he was going to laugh.
And, Bucky continued, straddling Steve's lap, the smell of imitation onion chips on his breath as he leaned in for a kiss, I'm gonna get it notarized.
Oh, sweetheart, Steve smirked, jerking his hips up just enough that he jostled Bucky, who bristled.
You know I like it when you talk bureaucracy at me.
Fucking right you do,
he growled. And yeah, maybe Steve was into it, but Bucky still needed a shower. 2 weeks later, Pepper Potts delivered a standard contract to their quarters and served as notary while they signed it. Bucky was ridiculous, and Steve loved him anyway. He was also pretty sure Thor was lying about the fuckflower. It took a year before a freak confluence of events involving Stephen Strange, Heimdall, and a portal in Tribeca had Steve and Bucky taking a not-so-planned vacation on Vanaheim. Only instead of a cottage on the beach, 60% of the Avengers were zapped to the alien world, where they were currently fighting creatures that belched blue flames. He could only hope the other 40% of his team had stayed earthbound, but that seemed like a problem for future Steve. One of the said belching aliens really packed a punch, sending him flying 50 feet across the field of battle. He hit the ground hard and rolled to a stop, ending up with his face mashed directly into a big, aromatic blue flower. Wow. It smelled like peaches and summer. And long days in bed with Bucky and, golly gee, he was just going to take a big old whiff of that thing, which... Ah, fuck. Thank God for notaries. The end.
Stars, when you shine, you know how I feel. Scent of the pine, you know how I feel. Oh, freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life.